Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg juggles the ball. That's an error on Ginsburg. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Romano reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Odell, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Chico Carrasquel. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy Odell. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to second. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is walked intentionally. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearson scores. Niemann moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Albie Pearson now playing right field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Romano moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing third base. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McEnany strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 4 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 6 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilhelm moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wilhelm trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Romano, who tags Wilhelm, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Robinson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasby strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McEnany. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Gardner is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Turk Lown now pitching. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. McEnany strikes out. Ginsburg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McEnany out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-7 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Esposito moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-6 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Esposito moves to third. Fox moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Tasbai moves to second. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out.